So again, this is the fourth quarter. We're talking about 2021. And to put you all in context, since everyone here is fairly familiar with the Michael teaching, you know that the predominant terminology that's used in tonight's conversation is that of the overleaves and soul ages and many of the other various descriptors within the Michael teachings. Now, tonight's talk is liable to have some predictive information in terms of actual events to come. It will have some review information on recent events in the world, but it will also have a good deal of description about the type and or circumstances vis-a-vis the overleaves and their emphasis of that have been going on in the background in 2021. And hopefully in that description and that format, you'll recognize some trends that you have either experienced yourself, felt like you are now aware of some things that might be happening. What I want to say is that the overleaves that happen to a planetary system, or in this case, humanity as a whole, do not obviously affect everyone in the same way. But there are some trends that many of you will experience, will pr probably hear that make sense to you in certain ways, both personally or in what you observe in others. So, just a quick review. To start off with this evening, as far as protocol, we'll go ahead and do the channeling for approximately the first half hour, 45 minutes tonight, and then turn it over to you to have questions. The first series of questions, we'd like it if you could to try and address, your questions within the topic. But if not, it's all right to bring up some personal issues and, talk. Couch them if you'd like within the context of the overleaves. Otherwise, it's open show. Then, when we seem like we've exhausted all our energies, which is pretty easy to do these days, isn't it, everyone? Exhaust your energies, yeah. Then we'll go ahead and say farewell for tonight. I will make this recording available to all of you. I'll send out an email sometime this next week with a link. To the this recording. And for those of you who have not been to previous Evening with Michaels before, the other quarterly updates, as well as the overview of 2021 that was done in January, they are all on the website www.themichaelteaching.com. And they're there in the front page. And if you just scroll down, you'll see each of them listed. And you can literally click on them and listen to them over the web. So also, I'm usually pretty good about making a download link for those of you who want to download it to your electronic devices and listen, as whenever it's convenient for you. All right, so welcome. So first of all, we just start off by the general kind of a reminder of what 2021 is in terms of the overleaves that we cast through this channel, Stephen Cocconi. Other channels of ours have gotten variants, some similar, some dissimilar. All right, so we've told you that this year, 2021, was a follow-up year to the Great Suspension of 2020, and where much of the past has literally been kind of dissolved and reconstituted, leaving many people's instinctive center and Earth's collective history to kind of write a new chapter. And we've called that new chapter the Mature Soul Era, specifically the Emergent Mature Soul Era. And we've called it the beginning of the beginning. Because, of course, there is still much residue and much influence from past trends, from the baby soul paradigm or philosophy that has permeated much of culture, and the young soul philosophy or paradigm that has also built modern culture. So, in this year 2021, it has been an artisan year. Artisan energy, of course, is good for redesign, building, construction, and literally the reorchestration of things anew. So, in this particular artisan year, it has been a time for everyone to experience the reshuffling around and sometimes the invention of new things and new aspects of yourself. But if not new aspects of yourself, we're not talking about necessarily new overleaves, but we're meaning the direction of what you want to do with the rest of your life here, wherever it goes from this point. And we said it is cast in the energy of a server. And so therefore, an artisan cast in the energy of a server means that those creations best suit you as an individual if your orientation serves a plurality of people, your peer group, your family, your friend, the earth as a whole. So anything that you create, as long as you have more than your own, say, selfish or individual self in mind, that it has somewhat of an exalted quality to literally contribute back to the whole, those creations are going to be most favored. And the orientation that you give, that you proceed on that, is going to be most likely to feel satisfying to you. Now, notice we make an emotionally centered word there, feelings satisfied to you. So the goal of this year, in the first quarter update, we talked about the fact that in that first quarter, there was a bit of a shuffling of overleaves. 2021 started in reevaluation, and in April, it shifted to growth. Tonight, we'll be talking more about growth because growth is really highlighted or featured in this fourth quarter. Also in that first quarter, we talked about the attitude of cynic, which has been very prevalent throughout this year, as to blast out all the places where you hold on to either ideals or vaguely held, spiritual concepts that just don't hold water in reality. And that has been featured throughout 2021. We also talked about a shift in mode. It started off in the first month in caution. And of course, in caution, everyone was hesitant and worried about whether or not Joe Biden was even going to make it to his inaugural, amongst another number of things that were going on. And then in February, it switched to power for 2 months. And then in April, again, when we had the shift of overleaves, it went and has shifted into perseverance, which we talked about really in the second quarter as having its greatest oomph. So, also, the chief features of self-destruction and greed. Many of you who know this teaching know that they are both expressive chief features. One talking about potential expansion for desire, but also hoarding and grasping and even bringing about a kind of taking energy from others. And self-destruction, that energy where when a person cannot find a place inside themselves, when to make forward motion, to attract in new things, they can collapse in on their own weight and implode. So those two chief features have been shifting back and forth, but self-destruction right now is really up in this last quarter. And again, we will explore it more in depth as we go. Probably one of the biggest things that we need to emphasize tonight is that in the first quarter, it was a very slow kind of energy, and we call the energy pacing frequency. And the early frequency was 22, and in April, it started to climb. And now in this last quarter, as you saw by the title of tonight's talk, we're going to speak about it as the main central energy feature that is propelling this time period. And the frequency is that of 90. And a 90 frequency is the highest that we have seen in several decades. And so that amplification is something that, again, is going to be the high point that we'll talk about as we go this evening. But also we wanted to mention the body type energy was Martial or Mars, featuring endurance or the tendency for impulsive self-gratification, which is also featured with greed. Anyway, those energies comprise 2021 and have been dancing around inside of most of you. So let's focus on the fourth quarter, which is tonight. So tonight we entitled this 90 Frequency and Crazy Growth. And we would give it a subtitle of also talking about the real locking horns between masculine and feminine energy. Now, first of all, let us make one clarification that within this teaching, there is some language ambiguity or what we consider misuse that is very important for you to understand. Masculine energy refers to the yang, as the Eastern philosophies would call it. And we're talking about focused, concentrated, linear, direct energy type. Male is a definition of one of two sexes that appears here on the physical plane. Okay. Feminine and female energy are also differentiated. It is not female energy, it is feminine energy. And the reason we make this distinction is because there are many men on this planet birthed right now who are far more feminine energy in their orientation than they are masculine energy. The same is true in reverse. There are many females embodied who are much more masculine energy, focused, concentrated, and so forth, as opposed to open, fluid, dissolving, allowing, which is feminine energy. So the reason for this distinction is clear, is pretty important, because when we talk about it on a larger social basis, understanding that male energy has been the predominant focus of both baby and young soul, or masculine energy of male and, excuse me, masculine energy has been the focus of baby and young soul orientations. As you move into mature and old soul, it is a motion or movement away from that focused, concentrated kind of drive force energy and into a more allowing, fluid, accepting, open energy of the feminine. And so what you see in society right now is this really big crux point that'll be with you the rest of this decade. And some of you have heard this term before over the last 20 years, ever since the women's liberation movement came about, and that is the fight against the patriarchy, the hierarchy that has been predominantly controlled by male bodies, specifically white male bodies, specifically from Western cultures. Okay. But part of this further breakdown and this further analysis will have to be the degree to which you bring in other feminine energy considerations like race and caste. Because caste is usually income oriented and rights oriented, whereas race is usually what's, at least in the modern era, used to justify caste. And that has a number of potentialities as well. So part of the growth that we're going to talk about, this crazy growth, is all these issues juggled up in people's minds as they move forward. But first, let's talk about the personal levels. Many of you have probably experienced much of September at either a breakneck pace or with incredible drain of energy. The reason for that, at least in one part, has been the fact that this 90 frequency and this ramping up of the growth energy has literally overwhelmed many of your instinctive centers and overwhelmed many of you at the adrenal gland level. So right now we're about to introduce the concept of fatigue and three specific types of fatigue. The first one we just mentioned, it is physical and adrenal fatigue. Now, some of the reasons for that, as growth is ushered in, first of all, positive pole growth is comprehension, but it also can be thought of as exploration, expansion, and learning. The negative pole is confusion. It can also be overwhelm, and it can be entanglement. What you've seen is many of you are experiencing that first physical and adrenal level fatigue because the world seems very unsettled. It's unsettled because the Earth Instinctive Center, which we talked about in more depth last time, the ecology of this planet due to climate change is literally creating a condition for many people known as ecological anxiety. And that ecological anxiety is now bleeding over into your financial institutions and in terms of the energy sector. And it begins to have repercussions, and people begin to wonder about the safety of their assets, their money, and so forth. And that means that suddenly all these new options seem to be either open or things to consider are on people's plates. And instinctively, your essences are trying to figure out where you're going to go from here, have to start off at the bottom. And starting off at the bottom means, how are my resources, my assets, certain to me or not? How stable is my underpinnings? Many of you know we refer to that as Maslow's first level of the hierarchy of needs. So that in very primary level is starting to get shaken. And many people are experiencing this eco-anxiety along with this financial anxiety. And it brings up what we have seen in many people is the pressure to make decisions while at the same time, perseverance and endurance is wearing on you. And many people are experiencing themselves having decision fatigue. And really, decisions from having to make too many of them from too many choices and too many options. Now, in that regard, using our terminology, of course, we're talking about the negative pole of growth. And these too many coming too fast is literally talking about this aspect of the 90 frequency. Now, since very few people operate at that frequency, by the way, frequency is measured from 1 to 100. The common metaphor that we've used in this teaching is Aesop's fable of the tortoise and the hare. The hare operates in full sprint near 100 at all times. When it by contrast, the tortoise at the starting, if the starting gate of the race, if you will, when it's still and getting ready, it's operating closer to one. It's in kind of a wait. It takes a great deal of emphasis or push to move lower frequency people. Frequency, by the way, we distinguish from vibration. Vibration is the quality of the energy that a human runs. So that there are many very high vibration people who have a very low or moderate frequency. Frequency is the pace, the speed, the resonant pitch at which they most optimally operate. And all human beings are spread out across that range of 1 to 100 in various combinations. Why? As we've said many times on many occasions, because the Tao likes infinite diversity in infinite combinations. So again, distinguishing vibration from frequency. Frequency is the resonance pace, okay? Now, hearkening back for a moment to the instinctive center and growth. Growth demands, or at least puts pressure on people to naturally, if not accelerate their motion, at least change or review change for themselves. Many people right now are in that state of flux, as we said. And that state of flux produces this kind of energy wavelength, usually around the head, in the upper chakras. Now, the upper chakras, this particularly the sixth and the seventh, of course, you know as higher centers, higher intellectual and higher emotional. Right now, and one of the things we'll do tonight is a little bit of a visualization that can offer to you an opportunity to start tracking the modulations in your sixth and seventh chakra. Because notice, we are talking about your head, which means the organ called your brain. And so one of the things that then comes out of that is we want people to understand that your ability right now to see multiple possibilities, because the artisan year is so prevalent, is very great. But it doesn't mean that all those possibilities, all running together in a blur, is easy to look at or able to distinguish in that rush of colors, to use a metaphor. So what we're going to try and do is see if we can help you to at least get in touch with and perhaps dial down or dial back some of those that high frequency in those two centers, so that you can track yourself at least more often by taking just checking in with yourself. And we'll get to that before the end of tonight. Now, we mentioned fatigues, and we talked about two: adrenal physical and decision fatigue with too many options. The third one we want to talk about has to do with the emotional part of the instinctive center. And this literally kind of this fighting back and forth, teeter-tottering between masculine and feminine energy. And that is what we call compassion fatigue. Now, what compassion fatigue is, in the way that we use the term, is that all of your understanding of others and their differences and choices that look perhaps even as far as diametrically opposed to your own, let alone potentially seriously looking like they may, those choices may threaten you and your well-being. Your ability to have compassion, your ability to accept their human rights, even accept their choices and so forth, is waning for many of you. Many of you feel almost a level of, in that compassion fatigue, a desire to either reject, eject, or feel militancy and anger toward others for the choices they make, again, especially if you see them as particularly antithetical to your own. We make note of this for you, and we bring this up only because we are trying to help you to understand that it is natural at this point to then, in compassion fatigue, presume that you have to be in, especially in this masculine and feminine energy kind of seesaw, in opposition to. Now, it is one thing to have different positions, but it is another thing to be in opposition to and slide from perseverance into the negative pole of aggression, which is belligerence. You're already seeing many folks out there doing that already, and to you. We offer you this help and understanding to know that in these three states of fatigue, you do not and probably will not have much in the way of reserves. So we're saying all this to you and giving you this as a background, if you will, for your own sensitivities and your own sensibilities right now to have permission to disengage when you need to. Because if you can disengage, especially at that high frequency, especially from having to make decisions that are especially about principles or aesthetics or anything that has to do with something that's too future-oriented, then we say, pull the plug on it and allow yourself to, if you will, drift for the moment. The decision window will firm up again at the change of the next overlays when that happens again at the beginning of the year. So decisions that seem right now either untenable or unclear to you, or that you may be spending a lot of mental time gyrating over, allow those to be on the back burner. You can even say, we give you permission. So So be aware of those three particular kinds of fatigue. Now, needless to say, the rest energy that we want you to become aware of is both physical rest when you can get it, emotional rest, meaning not going into opposition with anything for the compassion fatigue, and intellectual rest in that any decision that is not immediate or somewhat necessarily concrete, allow those to drift and come up in the natural timing of things. You'll find that confusion, your time in the negative pole of growth, will begin to diminish. And as it diminishes, then the feeling of the 90 frequency may not feel overwhelming like it is for many, or draining or tiring, but rather it might feel like moments of upliftment. Moments of upliftment. One of the ways that 90 frequency can be best incorporated into the body and best utilized to bring yourself to balance is the listening to of music. Now, we have a few musicians and people who are knowledgeable in that area. You will know what kind of music helps to bring you into sync. It could be songs that you literally sing along to. It may be humming. Some of you actually find yourself being able to resonate with doing things like chimes or the crystal bells, or perhaps Tibetan bells. Any of these things, or even playing your own musical instruments, any of these kinds of music tonalities can help take the energy of these high frequencies and allow you to open with them without stressing your body to try and keep up with them. Because that's the major distinction involved here, is especially those of you who are lower and mid-range frequency, be aware that this 90 frequency, if you try and keep up with it, it will burn you out. And indeed, socially, part of the growth and part of the reorientation of this artisan year that we see up right now in businesses, and you can see in different articles around the news and a different talk, is changes in the workplace and the way people consider the work-life balance exchange at an instinctive level. So we see several trends in that. First of all, there are many people who are just burnt out with their job. Even if it was a job they liked, they have come to a place where their identification with a specific task, or more instinctively potent to realize, their identification with a job title as their identity, as who they are, has come to a useful close. Instead, what most people are being asked to consider is how do they exchange energy in the world for getting energy in return? In other words, job is not so much about title. It's not so much about status. It's about maintaining your livelihood so that it facilitates your ability to live. Now, we realize some of you are retired, but many of you still have activities that you do, some of which are joyful, like hobbies or avocations or volunteer things, or may work part-time. In which case, doing those can be the sort of satisfier that can help you feel in those higher vibrations. Remember, we distinguish vibration and frequency. Your ability to stay in those higher vibrations will help you be clearer in your higher chakras, in your sixth and in your seventh, meaning your mental capacity and your higher mental capacity, when these very, call them frantic energies of growth and high frequency And the chief features of greed and self-destruction are all in the mix, nipping at your heels, bringing in these anxieties, these worries, and so forth. Because if anything, when you find yourself in the negative pole of greed at this point, and you find yourself hungering without satiation, or hoarding in order to hold on to what you have as a strategy of perceiving that that will give you safety, know at that point to stop, to take a breath, and to consciously, if you can, give yourself permission to release your identity that is attached to those things, or the satisfactions, review the satisfactions that you perceive you get from those outlets that you desire. Because another way of thinking of greed and self-destruction, ladies and gentlemen, those are the two axes of addictions. Self-destruction overdoes things, so addiction overrules you and causes you to implode and crash. Greed wants you to have more, 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 so it can overwhelm you, thinking that you're being satisfied, and before you know it, you are weighted down, and you experience yourself unable to move. It's in both cases reviewing those attachments and those identities that are up and will allow you then to grow beyond, because the kind of growth here we're talking about is spiritual growth coupled to the way you live your actual physical life. The more that your spiritual principles align with what you own and what you do and what you don't, or what you get rid of and what you cease doing in your life, the more congruence you can have to that, the more harmony that you will have in your daily life, and the more you will be effective as a person in this chaotic period that will continue to be the rest of the next two decades. Our colleague, the Council of One, channeled by Susanna Redhals, who many of you know, calls this these chaos nodes. And these chaos nodes are when conflicting overleaf energies or overleaf energies that are compounding of an energy that can feel chaotic to the instinctive center are very present. And so starting in September, through October, November, and then coming to somewhat more of a resting place in December, you're going to experience or at least watch these waves. Now, let us take a caveat here and mention that, folks, not all of you need to experience this every day, nor do you have to participate in it or put your finger in the dike, so to speak, and try and block it. What we are saying is, though, you will, because of what we're about to say, be feeling it around you. So learning to have strategies like we'll introduce to you in a minute or so in the visualization to be able to temporarily suspend some of that energy so you can step out of it will be very useful. But one last thing about the frequency for humans is to talk about how the frequency of the entire planet, what's often called the Schumann resonance, which is the Earth's natural heartbeat, if you will, is also on the rise. And as it rises, some of the geophysical things that you can experience is what you're witnessing. You're seeing volcanic activity on the planet in both Kilauea and on La Palma in the Canary Islands. Bigger than it's been in many decades. And you will have other hotspots that will appear. Because as the resonance frequency increases, Earth's crust begins to liquefy. What also happens is that it also affects, along with climate change and the distortions in the heat energy of the environment itself, it begins to affect tides. And one of the things that's happening is that there is a slowing of the North Atlantic tropical tide that goes into from the equator, the equatorial area, and up into the European area. And that is what caused the flooding and the mass rain events of that you saw in Germany a few months ago. These kind of experiences that affect the Earth, remember, you are a creature of the Earth, and you experience the Earth resonance in your own instinctive center. And that adds to that eco-anxiety. But because you are human beings and Homo sapien bodies, your ability to have intellect and have spirit and deal with it with awareness is your one and best tool to be able to cope with these kinds of changes. So we're going to pause on our data giving for a moment. And we're going to invite you to visualize along with us as we give you a bit of a instructionary method to deal with high frequency resonance and the increase of the Schumann resonance field. So first of all, we would suggest that if you like, though you don't need to, you can close your eyes. That usually shutting off the visual cortex usually allows people to relax. And as always, filling your body with breath, but easily, not like you're working to haul in to fill your lungs as if it were work, but just to relax, allowing your lungs way down into the bottom of them, the cavities just to expand and open. And as it does, you can also begin to notice that your own inner wavelength becomes more in tune. You begin to adjust to your own natural frequency. Your own resonance begins to sink into your body, and you begin to feel that throughout every cell and every limb. And with each easeful breath, each fullness, there is an anchoring back to yourself, with yourself. And with that anchoring, know that you are using your imagination, your power to visualize your reality. Your own mind's eye capacity. To drink in your own desires. To drink in the universe around you. To drink in experience. But in sips or in gulps or in mouthfuls that are just right for you. And you may savor them, you may digest them in quantities and a pace that is just right for you. And we invite you to say this phrase, either in your own mind or even out loud now. I have permission for what's just right for me. I have permission for just what's right for me. And when you do that, you are tapping into the energy of unconditional love, of agape for the self. It is opening the seventh chakra to the possibility, that essence, your own connection to the Tao, completely supports whatever it is you need at that moment. And all you need to do is repeat the phrase, I have the permission for what's just right for me. So just drinking in this experience, noticing through your sixth chakra, your mind's eye, your own image of yourself at this moment, actually taking form as yourself in your body at this moment, in this present. Breathing that in to every cell, and then allowing yourselves to open your eyes and be with that energy in the present, here and refreshed and renewed and resonating at your own frequency, just what's right for me. So taking a few moments now allowing yourself to just reintegrate. We'll take just a few minutes for if any of you need a water break or a bathroom break or just to reconnect with yourself, and we'll reconvene in just about 5 minutes, and then we'll have questions. So I'm going to pause for right now. I advise you to recenter and refresh yourself. We'll be back in 5.